this is a very familiar face, Scott Campbell, who is a senior personnel executive for the Redskins. How many hats you've worn around here?
I've worn a few. Well, I've been here since 2001 season.
Wow, you've seen a lot.
When John Schneider and Marty Schottenheimer were here. So that's going back into the past a little bit.
Now, we know your background and son of the Swamp Fox, but for those fans who might not know your background, give us a quick resume for Scott Campbell.
Well, how far back you want me to go?
Just go back to your playing days.
Well, I played college football at the University of Georgia. I wanted to get into coaching like my father, so I followed the route to be a graduate assistant coach, and that was at Auburn University. After that, I had the good fortune to get on with my father, who had just been named head coach in Atlanta in 1987 as an administrative assistant to the coaching staff. Still wanted to get into coaching at that point, and spent 3 years there in that role, which was a multi-dimensional role. I did tons of different stuff, as well as some local scouting. Started getting my feet wet in that area. When my father was let go, ownership offered me the opportunity to stay as an area scout, which I did for 7 more years.
Wow. And then you came to the Redskins.
Well, no. That was just 10 years of my first step in my career. And then I went to the Kansas City Chiefs for 3 seasons as a Southeast area scout. Then I moved to the Bears in 2000 as the pro personnel director. And then after that, I came to the Redskins 2001 as the college director, for John. And then my roles here switched.
You've done a lot of different things. How has the industry changed? I mean, you're going back to when I got here, there was tape. There's no more tape, and you guys don't use tape anymore.
Right.
You've got everything's digitized. But between all these analytics and all these different different organizations that provide information, could you kind of touch on how the business has changed?
Well, the biggest guy, you know, the guys from my era that started, we carried projectors around. Actually, it was the film, you know, projector. So when you visited a college, you had to bring your own projector because typically the schools didn't have enough, just an extra one. So you had to watch tape, the film. There was no tape then. And that's been one advancement as it's gone to tape. And now it's not even tape. It's all, you know, in the cloud somewhere.
Well, you know what? You've been one of the consistent presences here over the years. And I know as the team, you're on the road. And as the team's fortunes go up or down, as the team wins and loses, you got to watch this from afar. That's got to kill you, man.
It is. It's tough. We had a chance to come back this year for a home game, and my wife flew in for it. My wife loves football. She misses being able to go to the game. So to bring her up this fall to come to another Redskin home game was really fun.
When you look at the SEC, I mean, how much better are they? You talk about a conference. You talk about some selected teams in the SEC. But you always hear this about the SEC being the best place to get players. Is that true?
For the most part, just going back, you can just look at any study done. Going back, you know, 20 years, that the majority of players come from the Southeast Territory, and it's mainly because the high school states in the Southeast put out a number. You got Mississippi, Florida, everyone knows about, and then South Carolina and the state of Georgia puts out a tremendous amount of prospects that not only play in the Southeastern Conference. You know, you'll find
all over
kids from the South playing at USC. You know, Washington, everywhere in America, Penn State, so.
Last thing, Scott, and again, you've been in every situation. In the draft room, how nerve-wracking does it get? I mean, a couple trades get pulled off.
Yeah.
It seems to me that has the potential of being a very, very nervous atmosphere. But if you're nervous, you're not going to get the job done.
Right.
So could you describe the atmosphere on a given first round of a draft as things are happening? You're on the clock. You're coming up on the clock. What is it? What is the atmosphere like in that room?
Well, I wouldn't say nervous is not really probably the accurate description. It'd be more, you know, there's a lot of tension.
Okay, there you go.
And there's you start developing your little favorites of like, God, if we could get him in the burgundy and gold, that would be awesome. This guy's going to help our team win. You start getting fixated on certain guys, so really the tension and the anxiety is more like, I hope he's there when we pick. And then also, if we get close to a player that we've targeted, you know, the anxiety of trying to trade up to get him. So there's that, you know.
It's the tension more than nervousness.
No, yeah. Not real nervousness, though. It's like preparing for a test, you know. Once right. you prepare for the test and you feel good about it, confident yeah. about it, you know, you're not nervous. But it's the anxiety, the tension of wanting to add the best players you can to help your Redskins win.
10-second answer. Good draft this year upcoming? Is it a deep draft?
Well, still early, but I think it's going to be very, very good draft in some positions we may be looking for.